From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Monday, August 30th, 2021. Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas returned from its six-night test cruise over the weekend. The sailing spent 6 days sailing to the Bahamas with a representative from the CDC on board. If all goes well and all the boxes are checked, the ship will start sailing from the New York City area in Bayonne, New Jersey, down to the Bahamas on September 5th. And Disney Cruise Line has announced that the water attraction on Disney Wish will have not one, but two storylines. The second storyline, which was introduced on Friday, will be called Swiss Meltdown, where riders are invited on a surprise-filled sledding excursion. The story was inspired by a Mickey Mouse short called Yodelberg. Disney Wish is set to debut from Port Canaveral next summer. And finally, Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line is the next cruise operator to require every guest 12 and older to be fully vaccinated. Like every other cruise line sailing to the Bahamas this summer and fall, the executive order requires all guests 12 and older to be fully vaccinated within 14 days of sailing. Guests will be required to show their vaccination card at embarkation. The order starts on September 3rd and runs through October 31st. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3.7%, 24.35%. Royal Caribbean up 3%, 83.26%. And Norwegian up 3.2%, 26.16%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.